There's been a major breakthrough in allegedly solving one of South Australia's longest-running and most complex cold cases. Police have arrested a man over the murder of the schoolgirl Louise Bell. She was abducted and murdered 30 years ago. The man appeared in court today after years of investigation. Caroline Winter reports.
It's a case that's gripped South Australians for three decades.
Mr. Ahern found that Louise Bell was forcibly abducted from her home and had to be presumed to be dead.
10-year-old Louise Bell was last seen after being put to bed by her parents in her Hackham West home in January 1983. During the night, it's believed she was abducted, but her body has never been found.
This was one of the cases that changed the psyche of Adelaide, following on from the Beaumonts, obviously. A young girl taken from the safety sanctuary of her own bedroom.
Nigel Hunt is an investigative reporter with the Adelaide Advertiser and Sunday Mail. He's followed the case from the start.
I can remember being down there while police were conducting inquiries, and then at the search down the Yonkaparinga when they were combing the sandhills and swampy country down there looking for Louise's body.
He says it's no doubt one of the most complex cases in the state's history, which after many twists and turns, today ended with the arrest of 65-year-old Dieter Fennig in Port Lincoln. Deputy South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens.
Significant work has been undertaken by investigators from major crime, not just those investigators who work there today, but past investigators and retired police officers who were involved in the Louise Bell investigation from the outset. We've also had significant support from Forensic Science SA, and they have been instrumental in assisting us in bringing this case to a point where we can conduct this arrest.
The arrest comes after an extensive review of the case launched 2 years ago. Since then, numerous statements have been taken by police, old evidence reconsidered and new evidence uncovered. But police say they can't go into specifics as not to prejudice the case.
A comprehensive review of the investigation has been conducted, and that's generated a number of inquiries that have been able to be undertaken. Those have resulted in a file being prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. The Director has indicated that he is satisfied there's a reasonable prospect of conviction, and we, as a result of that, have conducted this arrest today.
Dieter Fennig has been a suspect in the case since 1990. His house was searched in February 1991 and again last year. But Louise Bell's remains were never found. Another man was jailed for the schoolgirl's murder in 1984, but was released after the conviction was overturned. Nigel Hunt again.
Well, we just have to hope that there is enough evidence and the prosecution case will hold up. Because, don't forget, it is 30 years ago. In some cases that is a barrier because many witnesses are no longer around the place, but only time will tell, I guess.
Deputy Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says despite the arrest, they won't give up searching for the 10-year-old's body.
Clearly this particular matter has had a massive impact on the family of Louise Bell. They are devastated by this crime, and the fact that we have conducted this arrest today will in some respects provide a degree of closure.
He says today's outcome should give hope to other families dealing with unsolved crimes.
We don't close the book. We keep investigating these things. We understand the trauma that families go through and the expectations. We would certainly encourage them to maintain that hope that we can provide closure to them as well.
Dieter Fennig appeared in the Adelaide Magistrates Court via video link from Port Lincoln this afternoon and made no application for bail. He's due back in court in February.
Caroline Winter.